And here's where we're going to start off here tonight. So I'm going to start off. When we think about songs and we think about music, okay, it's kind of funny because when you're driving down the road and you listen, all of a sudden you hear something and it's a song. You haven't heard it. You completely forgot about it. And yet as you start going through it, you remember the lyrics as the song starts playing. It's like going, how would I remember that? How would I remember that? I'm going to show you here, for example, here. Mm-hmm. Bye, bye, Miss American Pie, drove my
Chevy to the back.
Yeah, okay. How long ago was that song made? Everybody knows it. You know, it's like, Jeremiah was
Oprah.
Everybody knows these songs. So it's just ingrained in there, okay? And so we hear these things, and it's kind of interesting how that works. I always remembered the Fig Newton song. That we gooey, rich, and chewy inside. It was like something crusty, smooth on the outside, mix the inside with the outside, and it's darn good too. It's the big Fig Newton. And I'm like going, that was from like the 60s. Okay, and yet as a kid, it ingrained that I hear that, and I can't, you know, Izzy did that when we were in Colorado. He woke up one morning and he had a song on his mind, and it was a little jingle, and he's like going, ah, I've got to get that out of my head. I can't stop it. It just won't go away. Okay, yeah. And so we see that these things happen. This one's a funny thing. Oscar Mayer, okay? First of all, looks like Oscar Mayer to me, but Oscar Mayer, okay? And this one was a famous one to me because back in the 70s, first of all, you had, yeah, the I Wish I Was an Oscar Mayer Wiener, and people know that song. Guess when that was? 65. That was the year I was born, 1965, okay? And I still remember that song. And it was a cartoon commercial that was hideous, but yet it just ingrained in you where you hear it. And then this one, who would have ever thought that's how you spelled baloney? Okay, but I can never forget that. And here's why I can't forget it, is because of this commercial. Now, this was 1973. That would have made me, what, about 8 years old. Okay, and so, let me pause this here for just a second. Did I put the volume
down? I remember this.
Yeah, okay, so this one made me laugh. And this was from 1973, and I knew every single one of these words long before I even heard the song. I just know it. As a matter of fact, when I was writing this out, and I was like, baloney, I sang the song for how to spell it, because B-O-L-O-G-N-A does not sound like how you would spell baloney. Okay, it's not even close. It's Bologna. But it's because of this song.
I like that.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's an A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Okay? Can't forget it. It's like ingrained into it. So even years later, I still sing that. It's even like the song that you hear for the alphabet. Okay, if somebody's like spelling something out, you're like going, and you run it through your mind to do that. And I think about the kids when they memorize the books of the Bible, okay, how they do that. And then you have to, you almost start to sing it to yourself because it will spark something, okay? And so it's kind of neat because what I'm doing with this teaching is I'm going to show you, and it's kind of a cool thing. There are occasions where, that we know of, that I could find, there are two songs that we will be singing to Yahweh. And we already know them. They're already in the Bible, okay? There's two of them that we're going to be singing to Yahweh. And I'm like going, and it tells us that this is going to be done. And so I'm like going, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty neat thing to see. So, the hippocampus, okay, that's where hippopotamuses get their further education. And the frontal cortex are two large areas of the brain associated with memory, and they take a great deal of information every minute, which also leads to, be careful about what you put in, because your brain is a sponge. Even when you're asleep, things are going in. And so you can be ingesting things without even realizing it subconsciously. Okay, retrieving it is not always easy. It doesn't simply come when you ask it to. The reason that the music works with the memorization is because it uses front and left side of the brains together. And so when you're doing this, it can access things. And they even say that for that when I was going through here and doing the some of the research on this, because when I start doing the study, I'm like going, let me see what I can find on this types of stuff. They're saying that people that have memory issues or that they had like a brain injury and they had forgot a lot of things, that they'll use music association with it, and the music will get them to stimulate things. They also do it with smell as well, but music is one of the big things. What it would pull back things and even memories and associations. And so with that, and even a song, you hear a song, and it might remind you of when you really like that song. You know, and you're like going, man, that brings me back to whatever. Okay? And so at that time, you're like going, and it might make you smile. Or if it was a bad time, your life might make you be like, maybe I don't like that song so much, next. But music helps us provide a rhythm and rhyme and sometimes alliteration, which help to unlock that information with cues. It's the structure of the song that helps us to remember it, as well as the melody and the images the words provoke. The technique remains important today. Neuroscientists have analyzed the brain mechanisms related to memory, finding that words said to music are the easiest to remember. Okay, and that was just a study here just done not too long ago. And obviously, everybody knows that because you can associate it with yourself. Okay, so here's kind of an interesting little tidbit. Who has ever seen the movie Hanoi Hilton? Okay. The movie Hanoi Hilton was the actual true story about Vietnam with all the POWs. Okay, and it was done very well. They tried to make it as accurate as possibly could be done, and it was good. It was very good. But this guy right here, and he kind of has a funny story. This guy's name is Douglas Brent Heckdahl, I guess is how you say that, the third. Okay. He was knocked overboard by a blast from a 5-inch gun from the USS Canberra. He fell into the ocean, and his shipmates thought they were going to be in so much trouble that they didn't tell anybody for 2 days.
Oh my God.
They were terrified that they were going to get in trouble, so they kept it quiet and pretended like it. And finally, after 2 days, they couldn't take anymore, and they went and told. Okay? He got picked up by a Cambodian fishing boat, but the Cambodian fishing boat was searched by the Vietnamese, and he got taken POW. Okay, so this guy gets there, and he pretended to be a lowly fool, was given almost complete run of the plantations. He whipped up a southern accent. He acted like he was just absolutely, and even the fact that he fell off the ship, he claimed that he was just wandering around and fell off the ship, that it didn't have anything to do with the gun blast, so that the people, the Vietnamese thought that the guy was just, something was wrong with him. Yeah, he wasn't very smart, wasn't a sharp guy at all. Okay, and so what he did, with the help of Joe Crissett, he was the senior officer, okay, a fellow prisoner, memorized the names, captured dates, method of capture, and personal information of 256 other prisoners to the tune of the nursery rhyme, Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Now, this was not just the names. This was when they were captured, how they were captured, and other information, personal information, about 256 of them. Okay? He had run of the place because they thought the guy was retarded. They thought that he was just really slow. And so they had no threat to him. They even interrogated him hard for like 3 days, and he played it so well that they gave up and said, this guy's got nothing. So just leave him alone. Don't waste your time. And so they left him completely alone. Able to repeat the information to this day. Okay, this is from one of the officers there. According to the senior officer and cellmate, said that it ingrained so well in him, and he was doing this day in and day out. And even in the movie, that officer there, that Joe guy, he would ask him, are you memorizing it? And he'd start singing it, and he goes, all day long, he would sing it and memorize it and associate it to the music and the rhythm that he did it in. Okay? He was one of three POWs who was released from Hanoi on August 5th, 1969 as a propaganda move for the North Vietnamese. Although the POWs had agreed that none would accept early release, that they would all be released together, the POWs agreed that Heckdahl's release would be an exception. He was ordered by Lieutenant Commander Stratton to accept an early release. He didn't want to do it. So that he could provide names of the POWs being held in North Vietnamese and reveal the conditions which the prisoners were being subjected to. And so they did. They let him go, and he just spilled it, just sang like a canary and got all the information out, which is wonderful. But even with that, when you read the whole story of this guy, he had to do it to music in order for him to memorize it and be able to keep track of it. And then once he did, it ingrained into him. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to kind of look at this. And in this, we're going to be seeing how this is the blessing and the curse. That's what Yahweh calls. So he always tells you, if you do this, here's the result. But if you don't, here's the result. Okay, and that's it. It's the blessing and the curse. And so you kind of get to choose which one you want. Now, we say that kind of half-heartedly thinking, well, of course I want the blessing. But what happens throughout history is we end up going towards the other side. Okay, and so here's what happens here. Let's go here and start off. And I've got a lot of scripture to go through here tonight, so we're going to have to kind of roll through it. Deuteronomy 30. Okay, and we're going to be on page 229, I think. I'm sorry, 230. And I will read the first six, and then I'm going to have you guys help me read. So if you kids be ready when I call on you. Let's start off in here in verse 6, and we're going 6 to 16. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise the heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and nephesh, and that thou mayest live. And Yahweh thy Elohim will put all these oaths upon thine enemies and upon them who hated thee, who persecuted thee. But thou wilt return and hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, and will do all his commandments which I am commanding thee today. And Yahweh thy Elohim will make thee preeminent in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of the cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, for good, for Yahweh will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers, if thou hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the scroll of the law, if thou return unto Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy nephesh, your soul. Okay? In verse 11, For as touching this commandment which I am commanding thee today, it is not too wonderful to you. Now, I kind of like this because he says that for as touching, as far as reaching out, grabbing a hold. In other words, the scroll was not some mystical thing. It was available. Let's read it. Let's study. Okay? So in 11, for as touching this commandment which I am commanding thee today, it is not too wonderful for thee, neither is it far off. It is not in the heavens that thou should sayest, who shall ascend for us into the heavens that they may fetch it for us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it over the sea that thou should sayest, who will pass over for us to the other side of the sea, that he may fetch it for us, and that we may hear him do it. 14. But near unto thee is the word, exceedingly in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. In 16. See, I have set before thee today life and prosperity, and death and calamity. 16. I'm sorry, that was 15. 16. For thou must keep the commandments of Yahweh the Elohim, which I am commanding thee today, to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his regulations. So shalt thou live and multiply, and Yahweh thy Elohim will bless thee in the land which thou art entering to possess. They're about to cross the Jordan, okay, to go inherit the land. Okay, and so Yahweh's telling him this, and this is where we're going to get to see this. Continue. Somebody, one of you kids want to read these four for me? 17 through 20? Go ahead. Verse 17.
But if thy heart shall turn away, and thou wilt not hearken, but shall be drawn away, and shall bow thyself down to idols and serve them, I declare unto you today that ye shall crush, ye shall not
prolong
you, shall pursue ye not prolong you days upon the soil which thou art passing over the Jordan to enter the
possess.
I called to witness against you today the heavens and the earth, that life and death have I sent before thee, the blessing and the curse. Therefore shouldest thou choose life, and thou mayest live, thou and thy seed, to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to hearken unto his voice, and to cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of days, and thou mayest able upon the soil which Yahweh sware to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give unto them.
That's it. And so that's it. That's where you see it. The blessing and the curse. Okay, and then telling you, choose life. Choose life. Yahweh's wanting you to choose the blessing. Okay? So let's go through there, because we're going to get to here where we get to the song. The earlier warning of Moses. Now let's backtrack a little bit, because, like I said, we're getting ready to cross over the Jordan and to be able to inherit the land. Let's go and back up just a little bit, because we hear this. It's another warning, the blessing and the curse. But let's hear what Moses had also said. This is the earlier warning. So keep a finger here, because we are coming back to here. But back up a little bit here to page 207. Okay, and why don't one of the kids read the 11 through 14?
Hello.
It's actually on page 208. the very top left.
I'll read it.
Okay, 11 through 14. Thank you, sweetheart.
Take heed to thyself, lest thou forget Yahweh thy God, so as not to keep his commandments and his
regulations
and his statutes which I am commanding thee today. Lest thou eat and be satisfied, and goodly houses thou build and inhabit, and thy herd and thy flock increase, and silver and gold increase unto thee, and all that thou hast increased, and so thy heart be lifted up. And thou forget Yahweh thy God, who brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt by the house of the servants.
That's it. And so this is earlier, they build good houses, that you basically get the increase, you get yourself elevated, and you become reliant upon yourself, and you forget Yahweh. And so this is Moses warning earlier, and then flip back to where we were, because now we see where Yahweh's telling me, you're about to go in, and you're going to inherit these things, but choose life. Choose life. The blessing and the curse is going to be one or the other. You're going to have one or the other. And so Moses had already warned him. It's warning upon warning that these things keep coming up. So he's told to do a song. Okay? And why? Because everything's hunky-dory, and Yahweh knows they're entering into the land, and it's going to be great. Let's go to 31, 16 through 22. Esther, would you like to read 16, 17, and 18 for me there, honey?
16, 17, 18.
Yep, of chapter 31. And it starts off there about the middle there. I'm not reading all the back stuff to it. I'm just starting off right where we need to.
Where did I end it?
Start with this.
Just go 16 through 22, or 16 through 18, honey.
Okay, 16 through 18.
Yeah.
16.
Speak up,
honey.
Can you
read? Yeah. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, lo, thou art about to sleep with thy fathers and his people, and rise up and go away and chase thee after the gods of the foreigners of the land, to the midst of whom they are entering, and will forsake me and break my covenant, which I am solemnized with them, break them, my covenant which I solemnized with them. Then will mine anger kindle upon them, and that they, and I will forsake them, shall be
and will hide
my face from them, and they shall be
consumed
in many calamities, and misfortunes shall find them out, and they will say in that day, is it not because my God is not in midst thou that calamities have found me out? But,
go ahead, you can read 18 for me, honey, and then I'll read the last
one. But I will in liberty hide my face in that day because of their wickedness which they have done in the day, turned away unto their other
God. That's it. And so here you see, and I'm going to finish the last three from these. But right prior to this, he's told to choose life, the blessing and the curse. And then he tells Moses, you're about to go to sleep, and these people are going to immediately turn. Okay, they're going to all fall away. And you're like going, I feel like a broken record. Does anybody hear me when I say that? You know, I tell the kids to do something, and well, I didn't hear you those first six times. You're like, yeah, whatever, kid. Okay, but yeah, that's it. And so here's Yahweh telling that. How enheartening to Yahweh to know that he's speaking these words to Moses to tell these people, choose life. And then he's like, well, yeah, they're not going to. Be prepared. It's not going to happen. Okay. And so in verse 19, now therefore write ye for this song, and teach it unto the sons of Israel, put it in their mouths, that this song may become for me a witness against the sons of Israel, when I bring them upon the soil which I swear unto their fathers, flowing with milk and honey, that they shall eat, be filled, and wax fat. that. Then will they turn away unto other Elohims or gods and serve them and despise me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass when my calamities and misfortune shall find them out. Then shall this song respond to their face as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they are forming today, ere yet I bring them into the land which I swore unto my fathers. So Yahweh knew he was sending them in, and they were going to immediately turn from him, because they were going to be getting everything they needed. And they'd be fat and happy and living great, and they were going to forget him. Okay? And so kind of a sad deal that Yahweh's telling all these things, and again, the people, but the thing he did do for them is he put the song, get this song that they know, and so it was required that everybody knew the song, that they would be able to sing it and be able to remember it when the things got bad, to pull themselves back to what Yahweh was going to do for them. So the song of Moses, Anthem to Yahweh, it's 32:1-43, to be written, taught to all generations. And soon as Moses did that, they started. Because remember, Moses was about to go to the mountain and go to sleep. Okay, and so this all had to be taught and be done immediately. To be written, taught to all generations. In that section there, from 32:1-43, rock is used 5 times in the song, okay? And when you look in the companion Bible there, they'll tell you it's used 5 times, and that's the number of grace. How fitting, okay? How fitting that Yahweh's doing this. This song is my grace to you, that you will sing this and remember, okay? And come back, and come back. But in there, 5 times it's used. The first reference of the song of Moses, okay? Because it's mentioned other times within the Word. The last reference is in Revelation 15:3. Okay, let's look at the Song of Moses here. Now, this is also taken out of the Companion Bible. Okay, and here's what it says. And what it does is it breaks it down into the different things that you see, the different headings. It breaks it down, the goodness and the bounty. It's basically, if you had like the cliff notes of, if you will, of the chapter, this is it. And it tells you what happens. Okay, Yahweh calling to hear. And so at the very beginning of that, when we see this here, call and hear is for those people to be able to hear. And this is over and over again. You hear this throughout the Word. Call and hear. And then you see the goodness and bounty of Yahweh, divine reflections on the period while Israel is not my people. And you see that he said that he would hide his face from them for a period, for a period. But this, they would be able to remember and come back. And Yahweh would accept them back. But they would choose death and not choose life. The divine reflections, the period while Israel scattered, Israel's evil returned to Yahweh, the judgments of Yahweh, call to rejoice and reason, the publishing of Yahweh's kingdom, okay, and then vengeance on Israel's enemies. And so this is the substance of it, or the anatomy of this song. And so the Song of Moses, okay, we're going to go to it. So flip the page here. And yes, I know it's a lot of scripture, but I'm going to read this. Wendy, actually, would you read about the first 15 verses there? And you have to remember this, okay? Because I'm going to show you this. When we go to Revelation 15:3, we will be singing this to Yahweh, okay? These are the lyrics. This is the song that we will stand and sing to Yahweh. It says that in Revelation 15:3. Okay, and so as we do this, it makes it to where, like, holy cow, if you knew the song that you were going to be singing to Yahweh, you'd be like going, I want to memorize that. That's kind of cool to know. So go ahead, Wendy, if you'd read like about the first 15 verses.
Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the sayings of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, let my speech distill as the dew, as copious rains on tender grass, as myriad drops on seeding plants. When the name of Yahweh I proclaim, ascribe ye greatness unto our Elohim. A rock, faultless his work, for all his ways are just. An Elohim of faithfulness and without perversity, right and fair is he. They have broken faith with him to be no sons of his. Their fault, a generation twisted and crooked. Is it Yahweh ye thus requite, O impious people and unwise? Is not he thy father who begat thee, he that made thee and established thee? Remember the days of age past times, remark the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will tell thee, thine elders, and they will say to thee, when the Most High gave inheritances unto the nations, when he spread abroad the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the peoples. according to the number of the sons of Israel, for Yahweh's portion is his people, Jacob his inherited possession. He met him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encompassed him and watched over him, shielded him as the pupil of his own eye. As an eagle stirreth up his nest, over his young ones fluttereth, spreadeth abroad his wings, taketh one, beareth it up on his pinions. Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was with him no Elohim of a stranger. He made him ride on the high places of the land, caused him to eat the increase of fields, and gave him the suck honey out of the cliff, and oil out of the rock of flint, curds of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of well-fed lambs, yea, rams bred in Bashan, and he-goats with the white of the kernels of wheat, and the blood of the grape thou didst drink as it foamed. Then Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou wast fat, thou wast thick, thou wast gorged. So he forsook the God who made him and treated as foolish his rock of salvation.
Okay, and I'll read here some of these, and then I'll ask somebody here to read some more. I'll read the next 15. Okay, so this is still a song. It's 1 through 43. They moved him into jealousy with foreign Elohims. With abominations angered they. They sacrificed to mischievous demons, to a no Eloah. Elohims, who they knew not, new ones lately come in. Your fathers never shuddered at them. Of the rock who had begotten thee, thou wast unmindful, and didst forget El, who had given thee birth. When Yahweh saw, he derided, because his sons and his daughters gave provocation. So he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what will be there hereafter. For a generation given to intrigue they are, sons whom there is no trusting. They have moved me to jealousy with a Noel. They have angered me with their vanities. I, therefore, will move them to jealousy with a no people. With an impious nation will I anger them. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn as far as Hades beneath, and consume the earth where there with her produce, and set ablaze the foundations of the mountains. I will heap on them calamities. Mine arrows will I spend them upon. The meltings of hunger, the devourings of fever, and the dangerous pestilence, and the tooth of the beast will I send among them, with the poisons of crawlers of dust. Without shall the word for bereave, with in inmost recess terror, to the young man and the virgin, suckling with the man of the gray hairs, I said, I would puff them away, I would destroy from mortals their memory. Where there is not the taunt of the foe, I feared, lest their adversaries should mistake, lest they should say, our own hand is exalted. Is it not Yahweh, therefore, who hath wrought all this? For a nation of vanished, what is that? Sagacity. They are, and there is in them no understanding. If there had been wise, they would have understood this. They would have given heed to their hereafter. Oh, how would one have chased 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, were it not that their rock had sold them, and Yahweh had abandoned them? Would somebody read the 4 through 43?
For not like our rocks is their rock, our enemies themselves being judges. For the vine of Sodom is their vine, and the vineyards of Gomorrah, their grapes are grapes of gall. Clusters of bitter things are theirs, the poison of large serpents in their wine, yea, the fierce venom of asps. Is not that stored up with me, sealed among the amongst my treasures, unto the day of vengeance and requital, unto the time their foot shall totter? For near is the day of their fate, and their destiny speedeth on. For Yahweh will vindicate his people, and upon his servants will have a compassion. When he seeth that strength is exhausted, and there is no one shut up or at large, then will he say, where are their Elohims, the rock in whom they had trusted, who used to eat the fat of their sacrifices, to drink the wine of their libations? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be over you for a covering. See now that I am he that is, and that there are no Elohims with me. I kill and make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none who from my hand can deliver. For I lift up the heavens with my hand, and say, living am I, unto times age abiding. If I whet my flashing sword and my hand take hold of justice, I will return vengeance unto mine adversaries, and they who hate me I will requite. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives and the flesh of the chief leaders of the foe. You go on?
Just 43, one more there.
Shout of joy, O ye nations, with his people, for the blood of his servants he avenged, and vengeance he returneth unto the adversaries, and opprobrious unto the soil of his people.
That's it. And so that's the song. And so Moses required that all generations were to know this. And so that's what they did. As soon as he wrote this down, take this to the elders and start passing this out. So everybody knows this, because it was going to come a time when they would know this song, and when things were so bad that they would be able to recite this song and be able to know and come back and be able to have that there. Last reference of the song. Okay, let's go there real quick here, and I'll call out the page to it, because this is kind of an interesting little factoid here. Revelations 15 is going to be on 261 in the New Testament. Page 261. Melania, are you there, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay, give just a minute. Read verse 2 and 3 for me, if you would, sweetheart. 15.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous.
15:2.
And I saw a glassy sea mingled with fire, and them who escaped victorious from the beast and from its image and from the number of his name standing upon the glassy sea, having harps of Elohim, Yahweh, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord Elohim the Almighty. Righteous and true are thy ways, O King of the ages.
That's it. Very good, honey. And so that's it. So that's what we're looking at, and that's what we're seeing in here. So here is the breakout here from the Companion Bible on this, and it says there, the Song of Moses, and it says example, or Exodus 15, 1 through 19, and then what we just read, Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 43. It's a Greek ode. And then you see down here, and the song, these are the two songs specified in this in connection with this Song of the Lamb. And so the Song of the Lamb is Psalms 86, 9 through 12. You see the references here for that. Great made manifest, verses 3 and 4. These are the words of the Song of the Lamb, distinct but to the complement of the Song of Moses. And I think that's neat how they put those together there. So let's go to, we'll go ahead and close up here. Let's go to Ephesians 5. Okay, going to be on page 199.
Old Testament?
No, New Testament. Page 199. 515. Okay, and so this is it. When we think of songs, a lot of times, growing up, the songs we did in church they really didn't do anything for me. I never once felt any stir, any movement, or any spark. It was just, you know, somebody playing an organ and you sing through it, and it was troublesome to me as a kid. I was just like, golly, you know. And I think there maybe out of the entire hymnal, there was one or two songs that I could actually sing along and enjoy. But it never really moved me. And it was later on in life when I listened to Christian music and it really sparked something to where it moved me. And I'm like, I've never felt that way before. This is great. I've been missing out on this. And so this is wonderful. And so I think about that and how when we sing praise, that it's a great way to, for churches will all start off with that. It gets people in the right frame of mind. It brings back things. We sing about things. We sing songs that we know and songs that a lot of times have scripture in them. I think about that, where we're singing these things. And so in here, I'll go ahead and read this 15 through 20. Okay? Be taking heed, therefore, exactly how you are walking, not as unwise, but as wise, buying out for yourselves the opportunity, because the days are evil. For this cause, do not become foolish, but have discernment as to what is the will of Yahweh. Again, the curse, okay, the promise and the curse, or the choose life, in verse 18, and be not getting drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be getting filled in spirit, speaking to yourselves with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and striking the strings with your heart unto Yahweh, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Yahushua Mashiach, and unto your Father, unto Yahweh our Father. Okay? In submitting yourselves one to another in reverence to Christ. And so that's where we are to be doing this, to remember that the songs for that, for, so if somebody's dealing with something, so even with that, with the sleep or with fear or, you know, any types of things that we're trying to deal with where we're like, you know, temptations of some sort, to have it to where you can put it, a scripture, and put it to a song where you can start singing it and you can wake up in the morning singing the song, singing this to where I will remember this and I am now quoting scripture by doing this. And you think about how much is done. The one guy at the beginning of this, 256 people that he had all in the song. And so the songs can just keep going and keep going. I kind of thought that was funny when the national anthem, our national anthem, you know, when somebody sang the second, third, and fourth chorus or song, you know, the lines for it, I'm like going, I should know this. I don't know this. I'm like going, how many are there? Yeah. 21 years in the military. I only knew there was one. And at the end of it, you clap and play ball. You know, that's how it ends. But I like going with that. It can keep going and it can keep going and it can keep going. And he did that all, 256, to the same tune over and over and over again. And I think about that for us, that we can do that as well, to be speaking, even if we're just praising Yahweh in the song through singing his scripture. But Troy is not here tonight, but we did get a cake. I thought he was going to be here. So happy birthday, Troy, if you're watching or watching later, and I'll go ahead and close here with the word. All right. Yahweh, we thank you for everything you've given, that we can come before you, we can intercede, that we are able to hear your directions and your counsel, that we may know these things, that you speak to us when we are at peace and not when we are in fear or in turmoil, but that if we can set ourselves apart and put ourselves in private, that we come before you, Yahweh, that we will be able to hear from you, that we will be inspired to know the things that you are speaking to us and the directions that you are calling upon us. And that we come before you, Yahweh, every day to start with the first step is to be knowing your word and reading your word, that we open it up. For this is the foundation that we come before you, Yahweh. So we thank you for that, that we have this freely, that we can carry this around, read it wherever we want, and not in fear in this country. So we thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the words that you put upon us. We thank you for just blessing each one of our lives and the healing within our bodies, that we just, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, that the healing that is just given out to us, that we are to speak it and give it. And so put those that are in need, Yahweh, in our paths, that we may be able to minister to them with words of affirmation and encouragement, words of healing, and to be able to uplift them as the body uplifts, as you would have us do it, Christ. And we thank you for this, and we speak this all, and for the words that you have for those listening, in your Son's name, Christ Jesus, amen. Amen. My children, I put before you the paths and the directions that I call you to go, that I am encouraging you continually, and as you come before me, that I will give you the wisdom as you come before me and seek it. And so a traveler does not set sail on the ocean and then reach and ask for the maps to see who has the maps, for the course is charted ahead of time, at least the general direction that they're going. And things will move them from one side to another as a storm comes about, or as things come out, or as no wind is in one direction. But know that if I am able to work within you, that I will steer you. But I call you that the words that I have written down, that I have given out, that those words are the instruction, that you cannot travel without this. For not knowing any of my words will not be able to lead you far, that you will have to refer to these things. And that through my words that I am able to open up new avenues and new paths and new experiences for you, and I will deliver and I will guide you through your way. So come before me, but start with reading my words and knowing my directions, and have yourself a plan that you will make before me a guide, that here is what I will do, Yahweh, that I will come before you, and I every day that I will read two chapters or three chapters, or I will read your word in a month or in 6 months. But come before me knowing that as you do these things, that I will open up great new paths for you, and things that you have not known before, secrets will be revealed as you open up these words, and that you come before me and speak with me.